As long as Parra says we're good, then we're good. All right, I'm going to call this hearing to order. This is the Fresno County Local Agency Formation Commission, known as LAFCO. I think there may be agendas in the back of the room for those that wish to get one. But with that, I'm going to ask our clerk to go ahead and do a roll call.
Commissioner Magzig.
Here.
Commissioner Martinez.
Here.
Commissioner Mendez.
Here.
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Chair Santoyo.
Here. All right. With that, then I am going to ask Supervisor Mesnick to lead us in the flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we're on item three. Madam Clerk, can you read what it is?
Item number three is additions to the agenda. This item is to address any need to move the order of items on the agenda, or if there is a requested addition for a matter that was identified after the preparation of the agenda for which there is a need to take immediate action.
All right, so I'm going to ask the commissioners if there are any changes to the agenda that they would like to see. Okay, not seeing any, we'll move forward.
Item number four is comments from the public. Any person wishing to address the commission on a subject not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. State your name, address, and please keep your comments to 3 minutes.
All right, we're opening it up for public comment. Is anybody wishes to come to the podium and say a few words? You're welcome to do so. Okay, I don't see a big rush, so I think we're good. Let's move forward.
Item number five is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
So I'll ask the commissioners if there's anything they feel that has a conflict on this. Okay, not seeing any. Let's go ahead and keep moving forward.
Item number six is approve the consent agenda items 6A through 6D. 6A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of August 13th, 2025. 6B, City of Fresno, California, Armstrong, number 3, reorganization. 6.3, Delray Community Service District, Delray Community Service District, reorganization. And 6D, City of Reedley, East Huntsman Avenue, reorganization.
Okay, these are usually routine matters, only requiring a single vote. But is there any changes to the consent agenda that the commissioners want to consider here? I'll get to you. Okay, not seeing any from the commissioners, I'll go to staff. Staff, is there a recommendation?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, with your permission, we'd like to pull item 6D and place that after item 7 as a technicality. That way we can consider approval of an annexation that would then go after a proposed approval for the MSR.
All right, so I think that might require a vote from the commissioners. So those in favor accepting staff's recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so let's keep moving.
So I'll approve the consent with the exception of D, since it'll be heard in on regular now.
We've got a motion. We got a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, let's. All right, what's next, Brian?
Item number 7 is municipal service review and sphere of influence update for the City of Reedley. LAFCO file number MSR 24-04, RSOI 215.
Okay, so do we have a staff report on that?
That's me. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. The draft MSR has been prepared in response to a request from the City of Reedley for a sphere of influence expansion consisting of approximately 42 acres to be added to the city's SOI. The MSR assesses 15 items related to service provisions, and notes that Ridley provides adequate levels of service, and each major department in the city maintains and updates a service plan that addresses city growth. The proposal in front of you will add one unincorporated parcel into the Ridley SOI. Upon annexation, the parcel will be subdivided into 27 parcels for light industrial buildings and accompanying parking stalls. The proposal has the potential to employ up to 650 individuals to the city, according to the applicant. The 2030 Ridley General Plan designates land use for the proposal as light industrial. The request is also consistent with the recently updated MOU between the City of Ridley and Fresno County. There are no Williamson Act contracts within the proposed SOI. For water services, one subdivided parcel will continue to utilize water wells and septic tanks until it's necessary to connect to available public utilities. The developer initiated discussion with the city on the approval of public improvement plans, including extension of water, sewer, storm, and drainage facilities to serve the project area based off of conditions of approval. All public utilities or all public services required have the appropriate capacity to service the additional proposed area, including domestic water, wastewater collection and treatment, streets and roads, solid waste collection, fire protection, law enforcement, parks and recreation, and transit and storm drainage. The SOI update was environmentally assessed in the initial study and mitigated negative declaration for the East Huntsman Avenue Industrial Park project. As a responsible agency, the commission is required to review those impacts identified by the lead agency in the mitigated negative declaration. The Ridley MSR, included as Attachment B, recommends the commission to update the Ridley SOI by entertaining three separate actions. The first is the CEQA exemption for the MSR. The second is that find that the LAFCO, as a responsible agency, independently evaluate the SOI update and the CEQA findings included in the staff report as Attachment C. And the third action is to adopt the written determinations and recommendations included in the staff report as Attachment D. The City of Ridley staff is here as well, and we are here to answer any questions. This concludes staff's presentation.
All right, so I'm going to bring it back to the commissioners to see if they have any specific questions for staff or the city. Buddy, are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good. All right, so I will open it up for the city if the city wishes to say something before I advance this any further. So who do we have from the city?
Nobody.
Hang
on. There's so many people here, you know, you could have sat in the front.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Rodney Horton, Community Development Director with the City of Ridley. Joining me is Laura Friesen, our Assistant Planner. We're here to answer any questions that you may have. On the record, I did want to say that I truly, truly appreciate all the hard work and dedication of your staff here at LAFCO under leadership of Brian, just a phenomenal team, and I'm very thankful to have had the privilege to work with him on this project.
Okay. All right. But before you leave, another chance for any questions for them. Apparently, there's no question, so thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. With that, then, so just to make sure I check off the box, is there any other public member that would like to say anything? Seeing none, now I'll bring it back, and we have three actions that need to take place. So I'm looking. Okay, so Buddy makes the motion for the
second
first
that.
Action.
Second.
So, and the mayor is second on that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so let's go to the second action. Looking for a
I'll
motion.
I'll make a motion for the second action.
All right. Mr. Parra is making the motion.
Second.
And Buddy's making the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so let's go to the third action. Looking for a motion.
Motion.
Okay, motion by the mayor.
Second.
And seconded by Buddy. All those in favor,
aye.
Say aye. Aye. Okay, looks like we're done with this one. Let's move to the next item.
Going back to the item that was pulled, 6D, the City of Reedley East Huntsman Avenue reorganization.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Commission. Today, for your consideration, we have the City of Reedley East Huntsman Avenue reorganization, consisting of an annexation of approximately 42.52 acres to the City of Reedley and detachment from the Fresno County Fire Protection District and the Kings River Conservation District. The proposed reorganization is uninhabited and 100% consent. Further, it is consistent with the LAFCO policies. The MSR recently approved has brought this affected territory into the city's SOI. Staff recommends commission approval by entering two separate actions. Action one, addressing the CEQA components with LAFCO acting as responsible agency. And action two, addressing letters A through F as detailed in the staff report. Staff is open to any questions, and the City of Reedley is also in attendance should additional questions arise. That concludes staff presentation.
Okay, so I'll bring it here to the commission to see if there's any questions by the commissioners.
No.
Seeing no questions, I will provide City of Reedley an opportunity if they wish to come to the podium. Seeing that that's not happening, I do want to open it up to the general public. If there's anybody in the general public that has any comments. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to bring it back to the commissioners for action. And so I'm looking for a motion on the first action.
Motion.
Mayor made the motion.
Second.
And second by Buddy. And so those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, pass. So let's entertain a motion on the second action. Buddy's made
second.
The motion. Mr. Parra has made the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, pass. Next item.
Item number 8 is Southern Region Audit Request for Proposals. And this is my project, so I'll just go straight into it. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Commission. The Imperial, Fresno, Riverside, and San Joaquin LAFCOs are exploring the possibility of issuing a joint request for proposals for auditing services covering fiscal years ending 2026 through 2029. The RFP is anticipated to be released in early November, with a final recommendation expected by March 2026. Should any proposals be received that merit consideration, staff will return to the Commission with a report and recommendation. This collaborative effort is expected to require minimum staff resources, as Riverside LAFCO will serve as the lead agency for this RFP process. Additionally, benefiting from reduced audit costs through this joint approach. Fresno LAFCO's most recent audit for fiscal year 21-22 was conducted by Sampson, Sampson & Patterson LLP and presented to the Commission in January of 2025. If Fresno LAFCO elects to participate in this joint RFP, staff recommends issuing a separate independent RFP to address the audit gap between the last completed audit and the start of the joint audit period. Subject to the Commission's direction, staff will proceed with preparing and distributing the RFP to qualified local accounting firms. Should the Commission choose to move forward with the joint RFP process, staff will return with the necessary approvals and amendments to the financial and accounting procedures. This concludes staff presentation, and I am available for any questions.
Okay, thank you. So just so that I understood what's on the table, basically, rather than going and getting our individual audit, we're going to work as a group to see whether we can get maybe a discounted rate for audit, I heard it's going to take minimal resources for us to participate in that. And then if it doesn't work out, we're not locked into it, and we can go back and do something different. So it's just an effort, staff, for us to be perhaps maybe a little more efficient, a little more cost-effective. That's what I'm hearing. With that, I'm going to open it up for the commissioners to ask any questions they would like to ask. All right, I'm not hearing any questions here, so I'm going to open it up to the public in case there's any questions from the public on this matter. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to bring it back to the commission for, this one does require action?
This is a receive and file, yeah, just informational, provide direction.
So, but you're looking for direction, right?
We just wanted to bring it to the commission's attention in case there were any questions. If we receive responses to the RFP that are worth considering, we would bring that back to the commission for consideration at that time. Regardless of what happens with the Southern Region, we will continue bringing forward a separate RFP, mm-hmm. At the very least to keep filling that gap in between our regular schedule and when the potential other RFP would take into effect for those audits.
All right. Well, I gave the commissioners an opportunity to say something if they wish to say something. Given nothing was said, then there's no objection with you moving forward as you have proposed. So go ahead and move forward, Brian. Okay. What's next?
Item number 9 is executive officer comments.
Thank you, Chair. Taking a look ahead at next month's hearing for October, a consent calendar, we have anticipated the regular minutes as well as one more Fresno annexation. The regular agenda will include the regular audit RFP, keep us on track with our existing schedule. You have your July financials in front of you. We are back on track with QuickBooks. It is in a format that you're used to seeing again. So thank you to Amanda for getting us back on track with that. CalLAFCO, you have the latest update on their action plan in front of you. And for Commissioner Parra, we also included for you the board meeting agenda, since you will be the voting delegate. If you have any questions between now and then, I am available. Allocations, the county has confirmed they did receive the last two checks from Orange Cove and Selma. We're just waiting to get that check from the county in the mail, and we should be all wrapped up. Civic Bound, the software we are beta testing is underway. We look forward to what will likely be significant improvements in project archiving, daily workflow, stress reduction for our analysts, and CKH compliance accuracy. So that's all I got for you this month. If there's any questions, I'm happy to.
Any questions by the commissioners? Yeah, my question for you, Brian, is what's our plan for deciding whether we stick with CalLAFCO or not? Because I'm right now on the fence on this thing. I haven't been convinced. And so what's our program?
So I believe with the last couple updates I've provided, the commission has generally had the understanding of we are playing the patience card. We will see how this year goes with CalLAFCO. And to be honest, depending how this year goes, either CalLAFCO will have made the changes to bring those other counties that left back into the fold, or they'll still not be satisfied with what's going on, and CalLAFCO wouldn't have enough membership to move forward past this end of this year anyways. So we figure just ride the ship, and either we're able to get back on track or we go down with it. Either way, it's pretty much the same cost to us.
Yeah, I think from my perspective, it's certainly going to be different, but by the other commissioners, I don't see a ton of value there, other than if staff is getting valuable training that otherwise we can't get from a different source. And so that's what I would like to do, because there is a cost to LAFCO. And my question would be is that, you know, do we use those funds for staff in terms of training, or what we better make our staff more efficient? Or is that training a value that we kind of have to go through LAFCO? Because otherwise, I just don't see it, man. So I'm just sending you a message. So as you're going through your process of determining it, okay?
Okay.
So, but I'm certainly want other input by the other commissioners on this. So, anybody else has any different thoughts on that?
I would just say, if when they reorganized and did their moves last year, I would say no, don't want to be part of it.
Okay.
But if they do bring back the legislative part, which is a part where they go and fight for us, and we actually can write a bill, then that might be worth it. But if that's excluded, then for me it'd be a no. Otherwise, we don't have any real skin in the game as far as going out there and fighting for things.
Yeah, that's the way I see it, Danny. So, all right, so we'll continue going down that path, but I would like you to take a harder look in terms of the financial resources we use for CalLAFCO as compared to using them to enhance staff's training or whatever, right? I want to get some value. What's our annual fee?
I think it's just under $12,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So the last month we brought forward for the commission's for the information was a look at the training alternatives that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Typical things, you know, Excel, Word, PDF use, right? We can get training for that all day long in third-party, options. Actual work with municipal service reviews and annexations, navigating the different hurdles that can pop up with that. You can really only find that type of training through CalLAFCO. So with the amount we paid this year, we do still have access to all those training opportunities, and they are still active in providing those. So as long as they still provide that, there is that value is still there. Should there be any major changes, of course, I will circle back and report to the commission. They do have the Ledge Committee active, but because so many other counties are no longer a part of CalLAFCO, the question becomes, do we still have the same level of, voice at the Capitol, right? We're no longer basically one unit, one voice at the Capitol. It's kind of two separate ones, right? So if they can bring back the majority, if not all of those counties that left, that voice would go back to basically one singular voice. And
that's what Dan said, yeah. But I don't put a ton of value in legislative activities. We're just one little person in this big thing. My emphasis would be is let's enhance our capabilities here at the local level. Let's put our resources into the local area. But I'll let you do the assessment of what makes sense and what doesn't. So I can understand if it's specific training that only we can get through them, that's fine. But let's do an honest assessment on that. Okay. All right, so what's next?
Item number 10 is commission comments and reports.
All right, Danny.
So the next meeting, myself and Victor, we got League of Cities. Falls right at the same time. We're down there from Wednesday through Friday, second week of October. So I know that's when we have our meetings. If you can get Mr. Robertson, I don't know if he's going, but you'd still have three on this side, so you could still have a meeting. Just want to let you know.
Okay, just giving us heads up. We appreciate that. And that way we have the bases covered. Okay, good heads up. Any other commissioners' comments or anything like that? Mr. Martinez? No? Okay. All right, what's next?
Adjournment? Item number 11 is adjournment.
All right. Well, I know that this is a hard one for people to make a motion on, so.
Second.
All right. We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We are adjourned. All right.
Mind we can keep.